This program is about real crime cases. I'm Darian. You may be able to help solve a crime and collect a substantial reward for your information. I'll bring you your next case right after this.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for just $99. Call 800-590-0443. That's 800-590-0443. Again, 800-590-0443.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and medical expenses are covered. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over 60, call 24/7 1-877-626-0156. 1-877-626-0156. Attorney advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
19-year-old Joseph Oakley was found dead at Creekside Village Apartment in Fairfield, Ohio on August 30, 2012. Investigators said Joseph had been shot multiple times before his body was found in a Fairfield creek, not far from the spot where a teenage girl was found stabbed to death earlier this year. Joseph's body was discovered by a maintenance worker. Police said there were no obvious signs of foul play and reported that Joseph had suffered a head laceration, but an autopsy conducted in Montgomery County revealed the gunshot wound. Authorities said the wounds were caused by a small caliber weapon, so they weren't seen by investigators until the autopsy was conducted. Officers said they found no connection between Joseph's death and the slaying of 15-year-old Chelsea Johnson, who was reported missing in April and then found dead one day later. No arrests have been made in either case. A $5,000 reward is now being offered for information on Jonathan's arrest. If you know anything, contact me at my website, realcrimecases.com.